LT, solid effort for the Edmonton Oilers. All of see they needed it as a first must-win game of the season, and they came really through with flying colors. There was a little adversity, giving up the 2-0 lead, but they didn't fold in the third period, and I thought really controlled much of that game.
Yeah, I agree. I think there were moments when there were some breakdowns, but they played well and there was real urgency there. I remember a play. I don't remember the forward, but Duncan Keith was in front of the net and the puck was there. There was a really vulnerable situation, and he knocked it to the corner. And it seemed like the Oilers had an answer and somebody on everybody for the Kings. And even in the third period, when they tied it, that was a point at which you're like, okay. This could be it. There was an early goal in the third period. You're trying to protect a one goal lead and you give it up that quickly. But they didn't, lose their form, as it were. They just kept playing really well. And I think Connor McDavid was, spectacular. I also thought Kulak was great. Smith was good as well. It was a, all hands on deck kind of an effort. And now they're back here for game seven. And, if they play that way, then I think they're going to be going up against the other Alberta team here next week.
Calling his shot. I love it, Low Tide. Calling your shot. Must be three rums deep. When you look at that situation, do you think it builds that much confidence that they didn't crack? They didn't go back to their old habits we saw, before Woodcroft and even prior to, what was it, game four and five?
Yeah, I just something happened. I don't know. Somebody said that this morning they sent in a text that maybe the flu or cold was going through or the energy wasn't right. I don't know. But I think this has been sort of a microcosm of the entire season where at the beginning the Oilers were hot, then there was a dull, mushy middle, and then they were hot at the end. And that's sort of been this series, too, where in game one they were meh, and then they were fire for two games, and then really off, like really off, and they've gotten it back again. So, you're sort of hopeful they bring it. They showed that they could, and really, like, on demand, and that's what you're looking for. The Oilers of 2016-17, I think they relied heavily on Cam Talbot and then, either McDavid or Leon to get it done. But this team, I think, has a little more range, and I thought the best line last night, they didn't play much, but I thought Kane, McDavid, and Hyman had some really good rushes and really good shifts, and I wonder if we see that again. And I guess a lot depends on Leon and what his situation is.
Well, I'll be stunned if Leon Draisaitl doesn't dress. How much he plays remains to be seen. But you look at the Oilers' lines. Really, very few of them. Now, obviously, the Cassian and Puljujärvi didn't play very much. But I think Derek Ryan was maybe the only forward who was a regular guy who had a shot share below 50%. Like you had lots of different guys playing well. Josh Archibald was a heat-seeking missile again. And I don't care some games what expected goals and everything else like that is. I care about he hasn't been on the ice for a goal against in the series. He's extremely physical. He almost scored, hit the goalpost last night. He is the jam that the teams need. Successful teams have guys like that. And Josh Archibald, regardless of what people think about his decision in the offseason, it's irrelevant now. He's been a real added spark to this team.
Well, I think it shows that your text line will light up with this comment. But I think it shows the wisdom of experience in the manager's chair where I was highly critical of bringing back Mike Smith. I thought the Duncan Keith trade was a fine trade except for the cap hit. The Archibald situation, I remember. At the deadline, there was a situation where they were looking to offload him to find a place for him, but they weren't going to give him away, and they certainly were going to pay extra. Well, as it turns out, it benefited the Oilers because he's certainly one of the 12 best players on the team. And with struggles happening with Fogle and Jesse Puljujärvi, whatever their reason, whether they're injury or just, struggles, Archibald has found a way, and he can penalty kill, which they need. And it's I saw shifts last night with Ryan, Archibald, and Nuge, and with all respect to all of those guys, there are probably at least four players on this team right now who are more talented offensively, but that line was keeping the puck miles from harm, and even though they weren't going to score a goal necessarily, the puck was far away from the Edmonton net. And in a game like that, you need those shifts where everybody else is getting a breather and you're not necessarily pushing for goals, but you're developing time away from your own net, and that's good for the defensemen because they're not under duress, and those shifts are important, and I think the Nuge line did that, even though it wasn't maybe as trumped up as we thought it was going to be based on the lines earlier in the day.
Yeah, I joined by Alan Mitchell, and I love the way you're framing that because it's, you know what it does? It unsettles the other team. When you're in the offensive zone and it's not your big line, and no disrespect to those three, Archie, Bald, Nuge, and of course Ryan, it's unsettling when you're out there and you're just grinding away. And you know, eventually either you get it out, but then you change and you go back in, or maybe the other team ices it. Now you can bring out your big guys. And that is something I've been calling about for years. Winning the, you know, being able to just cycle the puck below the top of the circles. And yeah, you can use your D-men, and the Oilers are pretty good at that. But using that space and just grinding away. And they did a good job. But the funny thing is, I thought the last couple games, the Oilers defensemen are having a tough time getting their shots through from the blue line. And I don't know, you know, what it is or why it's happening. But if the Oilers can unlock that, or find a different way to make plays, maybe shoot it off the net or shoot for a tip, I think that unlocks it a little bit more. What say you, Mr. Lake?
Well, one of the things LA seems to be doing, and you'd know more about this than I do, they seem to be closer to the defense, but like higher up a little bit, and they're aggressive when, say, Bouchard or whomever has the puck. Bouchard, to me, even though he's a young player, he's pretty darn good at getting the puck through, but they're right on top of you, are the Kings, and you don't want to turn over a puck there because, you know, it could be a jailbreak the other way. So I'm not sure how you get out of that, although I know that I was watching Tampa Bay the other night, and their defensemen shoot wide and you know, try to get the puck to come to an attractive place for a forward. Maybe that's what you can do. But I think that the Kings are, for me, they're on top of the defensemen very quickly, and there's not a lot of time there.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Kings' defense has had 59 shots on goal. The Oilers' defense has had 57. So I'd have to look and see now how many block shots does LA have compared to the Edmonton Oilers in the series. It'll be something I'd look at. So I think there is the one game for sure. Bouchard in game was a game five. I think he had three or four that were blocked. But overall, the point shots, Barry, now that's a different one. That's not really a point shot, right? When you're like the Kings, Al, they kind of self-destructed on that goal, right? Like, yeah. The Oilers didn't self-destruct last night. They didn't give up both of the goals that LA scored, I didn't see, like, oh, my goodness, a terrible giveaway or a horrible decision, right? With the Tyson, to allow Tyson Barrie, like, no one picked him up, and he just comes in all alone, considering he started the play 200 feet at the other end when he took it from Athanasiou. That was one that just, you know, the Oilers in the past have made those type of decisions. They didn't make one last night.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I was going to mention Kulak, who got a couple of really good shots from the point off last night.
Yes.
When the Kane tipped. But the thing about that Barry play, which I thought was great, was, I mean, Bouchard or Dreisaitl is like, I mean, I don't know that he could, you know, run a mile right now. He's got some, whatever his issues were, they were real last night. And Barry, who is, you know, like, he's taking a lot of heat here because of real or imagined defensive deficiencies. But what he did there was, I mean, he took his time, he picked a corner, and I think the puck was fluttering a little bit, but he still got it on the net and scored a really good goal. Like, that's a goal that I think we'll remember a long time, and it was a skill goal from a defenseman, and Barry did it. Like, that's, you know, one of the reasons you pay a guy a lot of money is to score a goal like that, and Barry did it, so hats off to him.
LT, 12-6, 11-7. Quickly, your thoughts on that, and what do you think happens tomorrow?
I think they'll, right now, I think they'll run what they ran last night, except Nurse is out. And you know, now that I think of it, I'm thinking, well, why wouldn't you rest Russell, too? I don't know. I think I like 12-6, and if Nurse is, he should be fine. I think I'd run that. And I believe that the Oilers, based on last night, I was very concerned about them after the two losses because they didn't look like themselves. And whatever the reason for that, whether it was illness or they lost their way, they held their form last night. I think if they were going to lose this series, it would have been in the third period last night, or if they'd gotten to overtime. I believe they'll win tomorrow night.
Al, enjoy the Saturday of Game 7s, and who knows, maybe the Sunday of Game 7s, depending on what happens tonight.
Oh, you. Are you talking overtime, Gregor?
Oh, I just want Game 7s, man. I want Game 7s. So,
all right, boys. Have a great weekend. Yeah.